Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
You see this that just came over from the Texans? The one thing that they've actually improved over the last couple years is their special teams.
Oh, they say offensive line, too.
Special teams coordinator Brad Seeley retiring after 31 seasons of coaching in the NFL.
Okay. Well, Bill O'Brien will just take over that duty. No worry.
Yeah, it's no problem.
He's got time. I mean, he's only GMing and coaching right now, so because he gave up the offensive play calling duties, he's got really an open spot on his plate. We are in agreement. Baseball ain't happening, right?
I'm pretty 100% sure.
I won't go 100, but I'm about 95% sure that baseball is not happening. So
I think it's because there's owners who don't want it to happen.
I think so, too.
And they're not going to give in to
anything. They're going to lose money.
And they're going to lose less money doing
right.
It, yeah, than they would if they don't play, which is kind of silly. And, yeah, I don't expect to see baseball this year.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. Aaron, who's mad at me because he doesn't get to be program director of my rock station. You'd have a big role. You know, you're pretty busy right now. I don't know how you'd handle all that.
And Tyler's not busy?
Yeah, maybe you pick up some of his duties. You can also get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. Can also watch us on the Twitch channel. You missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. All available on podcastarena.com. What?
This
heavy
is,
sigh over there. Something's up.
Well, it's surprising to me. Have you seen Roger Goodell's statements run across your screen?
Yeah, I have.
Roger Goodell says that, and I don't know, I guess, do you have the audio of that of the video from all the football players? Aaron's going to try to pull that up, but a video came out yesterday with several black players, including several very high profile black players, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Zeke Elliott, Lamar Jackson, amongst them, Odell Beckham. So some really big name guys basically saying that the NFL needs to say something. Like, they want the NFL to come out and say Black Lives Matters, which the NFL, they also want the NFL to apologize for the Colin Kaepernick thing. And the NFL, well, let's play that clip real quick.
It's been 10 days since George Floyd was brutally murdered.
How many times do we need to ask you to listen to your players?
What will it take
for one of us to be murdered by police brutality?
What if I was George Floyd?
If I was George Floyd?
What if I was George Floyd?
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 I am George Floyd.
I am Breonna Taylor.
I am Ahmaud Arbery.
I am Eric Garner.
I am Laquan McDonald.
I am Tamir Rice.
I am Trayvon Martin.
I am Walter Scott.
I am Michael Brown Jr.
I am Samuel Du Bois.
I am Frank Smart.
I'm Philip White.
I am Jordan Baker.
We will not be silenced.
We assert our right
to peacefully protest.
It shouldn't take this long to admit.
So, on behalf of the National Football League,
this is what we, the players,
would like to hear you state.
We, the National Football League,
condemn racism and the systematic oppression of black people.
We, the National Football League,
admit wrong in silencing our players from peacefully protesting.
We, the National Football League,
believe black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
So, kind of turn up the heat on Roger Goodell and the NFL, who had said nothing. So, in response today, Roger Goodell said,
"It has been a difficult time for our country, in particular, black people in our country. First, my condolences to the families of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and all the families who have endured police brutality. We, the National Football League, condemn racism and the systematic oppression of black people. We, the National Football League, admit we were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier and encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest. We, the National Football League, Believe Black Lives Matter. I personally protest with you and want to be part of the much needed change in this country. Without black players, there would be no National Football League. And the protests around the country are emblematic of the centuries of silence, inequality, and oppression of black players, coaches, fans, and staff. We are listening. I am listening. And I will be reaching out to players who have raised their voices and others on how we can improve and go forward for a better and more united NFL family.
Is it surprising to you that Roger Goodell did that? Because I'll be honest, it surprised me.
Didn't surprise me because as much as he's an idiot, I think he realizes from a perception standpoint he had to. And I don't want to diminish what he said, but because he's obviously doing it. I don't know how heartfelt it is. It feels like he's been pushed into it.
Yeah.
That's my only beef with it. But good that he said it. Now follow up would be my comment.
Yeah. Let's see what happens there. But that's I guess it's a step.
Yeah.
It is unexpected because there's so many people who are like, if they kneel, I'm not watching football again. And I'm sure the NFL probably did feel some of that.
What will be interesting is if the president weighs in on what Goodell said.
I got news for you. Whenever assuming the Chiefs and the Texans kick off the season, there will be, I would bet today, there will be more kneelers than non-kneelers on opening day.
If it were today, I would bet both teams, everyone would
kneel.
And
I'm talking black, white, you got a Puerto Rican kicker. Yeah, yeah, they're all going to be, Hawaiians, they will be kneeling. I don't know what if there's any other races. Samoans?
Yeah, Samoans. Alaskans.
I think those are just regular Americans. If there's any Russians.
Da.
Italians.
Floridians.
Also semi-American. Any Chileans will be taking a knee.
Peruvians
will take knee. Antarcticites will take knees.
We call him Bob.
Oh.
There's only one of those.
I think that will be, I really believe that, dude. I really believe that there's going to be and it's going to piss off a lot of their audience. But.
Well.
But I'm with you. What you just said is. I'm curious how the president responds and then what the response from that is.
Because that's what refanned the flames of the whole Kaepernick thing to begin with.
Let's face it. The president is the one who decided this was a protest against the flag. And once he put that out on social media, that's what people sunk their teeth into.
Well, I mean, a lot of people agreed with him, though. That's why it became such an issue.
Well, a lot of people agree with him no matter what he says. Well, you could say that the grass is purple, and there's people who would agree.
Seems the texters have gone from medical experts to civil rights lawyers and now to fashion critics. I don't know if it's fashion so much as just criticizing our appearance, which, hey, I'm all for that. If that makes you happy, great. But you know what? I didn't have hair for like a long time. The fact that I can grow it out and look ridiculous again, I'm going to do it. So bleep you. And I looked like the Crypt Keeper a year ago. And I may look like a ridiculous Gene Wilder now. I don't care. Gene Wilder greater than Crypt Keeper. And yeah, at some point I'll get some nice clean cut haircut and it'll look professional. But it's my right as an American to be a bleeping bum if I want to be a bleeping bum. And to look like a hobo if I want to look like a hobo. And I will continue to do that. So somebody's a Norwegian punter. There's got to be a Norwegian, right?
Gotta be.
Yeah. Australians. Yeah. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. There are definitely a bunch of Australians in the league.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oi, oi, oi.
Well, they're all punters.
Yeah.
That's been a thing for a while now. All right. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I don't know if you saw this. The incoming chairman of the Harris County Republican Party.
Did he get beat in the legs with a
baton? No. He did a social media post displaying Martin Luther King Jr. Quote next to a banana. He says he
Who
had.
Who is this?
Keith Nielsen. He's the new chairman of the Harris County Republican Party.
Not wise, guys.
Wow. He said he had zero malicious intent.
He just threw up a banana?
Yeah, he explained why. But
boy, it doesn't it seem like a lot of things that could be construed as racist often have that banana thrown in on accident? Yeah. I wonder if that, like, if the banana emoji is just bigger than the rest of them. Let me check my phone. It appears that the banana emoji is the same size as every other emoji. So he could have thrown, I mean, a peach, which would have been funny.
Yeah.
But he didn't. No. He could have thrown, he could have thrown, what other food? He could have thrown the eggplant, which would have been really funny. He could have thrown maybe an animal, like a camel or a swan. He could have thrown, there's many flowers and trees, a cactus he could have thrown, a snowman. He could have thrown a lemon, an avocado. But no, he found that banana, huh?
He says, it is unfortunate that the sentiment of the quote and my admiration for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has been overshadowed by people's misinterpretation of an image.
Yeah, anytime I think about Martin Luther King Jr., I always want to accompany a quote of his with a banana. Not in a racial way, well, just in the other way. His, you all know what I'm talking about. The other way.
His reason for this, he says he has an app that, quote, posts stuff, and he thought that day everything is going bananas.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
Even Dan Crenshaw is saying, dude's got no place in our party. His own party's selling the hell out. That ought to tell you something.
Yeah, and that dude's he's about as much of a whack job as any of them. If he's like, you're too racist to be in our party? Listen, like I said this yesterday, I don't think all Republicans are racist. I think that's a myth. But if a Republican does a racist thing, you can't just pretend like he's not.
Yeah, I just think everybody's more than willing to point out he's a Republican when stuff like this happens. Yeah. I mean, that's I don't know what I don't know what his thought process was, and maybe he is doing that. But again, there's a lot of tone deaf crap going on right now. And it's better to just be extra careful with what you do right now, or else you're going to wind up getting yourself in trouble. This guy might lose his job over it, just like a soccer player loses his job because what his wife did. Phillip says we can't use banana emojis anymore. Of course you can.
You can, but you can't when you're talking about, like would it have been okay if he had put up you know, there's a few emojis that you can't use when you're giving a quote about a different race. Like if I was talking about a Hispanic person, if I was talking about Julio Cesar Chavez, I couldn't put a bunch of taco emojis there. That would be construed as racist. I can't put a Martin Luther King quote and put a picture of a banana or a watermelon. You just can't do it. And you could say, well, I meant, what are the meaning of this? What's the meaning? And I thought it sounded kind of the same. No, that doesn't. You're not fooling us.
Big Aggie Steve just goes to show this idea that politicians are intelligent is a fallacy of a serious degree.
Ding.
Yeah. Thank you, Big Aggie Steve, and welcome to Team Blitz and our opinion of politicians at all levels.
Boy, you know who had me fooled at one point? And I was like, no, I believe this guy's a pretty good dude, like a politician. And shame on me. You know what? Maybe shame on me because I still think like Ron Paul, I think he would have been good for our country. Ron Paul is probably disgusted by his son at this point. Did you see what's going on with him?
I wanted Rand Paul to be like his dad.
Like, I remember thinking, I bet Rand, because a lot of it was association with his dad. And up until that point, he had a decent voting record. I was pretty sure he had no chance of winning. Like, when he was one of the 25 Republicans on stage when Donald Trump was up there. And he was kind of bottom of the barrel, like Ben Carson. And who's the other guy? I guess Ted Cruz was probably ahead of those guys. What was the lady Republican's name that thought she had a chance? He was down there with them.
Yeah, he was on the little kid stage.
He was like third tier.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, a guy like him, I could maybe believe in him. And then when Trump gets elected, now all of a sudden he's like he was bad-mouthing Trump the whole process. And then Trump got elected, and he immediately flipped into full-on crony. And now he's like, there's a bunch of people trying to get anti-lynching legislation done to make it illegal to lynch minorities. There's big punishments for it, basically. And he's trying to say that he would prefer the lynching bill to, like, you need to make sure that minor injuries aren't factored into this.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, like, if you lynch someone and you don't kill them all the way, you just hurt them a little bit, like, maybe it's okay. So it just goes to show you that no politicians are good. None of them. None of them.
And that's
Democrats, Republicans, they're all a bunch of liars. And Lamont was talking, he had a diatribe with me last night about there's white liberals who are as much of an enemy to the black man, the plight of the black man as Republicans. And I was talking to this about a buddy or with a buddy today, and it's very strange that there are really now two types of quote unquote liberal people in this country, because I often, and you are aware of this because you're here with me every day, I'm often called a liberal person. And I think what the reason why I'm called a liberal person, and probably the reason why I don't like when I'm called a liberal person, is because I don't necessarily vote. Like, liberal is to Democrat as conservative is to Republican. It's an encompassing word that throws you into a box, which I've always told you, I don't believe in that. I don't believe that, you know, I don't believe in Democrats and Republicans. I think they're all a bunch of a-holes, and I don't want to be thrown in with them.
And they're a bunch of liars because they don't believe everything that they spout out that they believe. And they just do it to differentiate themselves from the other party, and it's an embarrassment.
What I'm seeing now is there are these two... Like, there's this worldview that people have, like me, who believe you should be able to do whatever you want. You know, like the government doesn't need to have your fingers in everything. You know, to me, in some ways, that makes me sort of conservative. I believe in small government. I wish there was less government.
Yeah, but see, and as I do identify more with conservative than I do liberal, but that's part of the problem. Is when you say less government, it's what do you define as less government? Because in some ways you can be conservative and say, oh no, I want the government to tell a woman what she can do with her body,
right?
So that's the whole less government thing is a lie. It's I want government that fits what I want.
But what I am seeing now is there are people who have like some liberal mindsets, which I think is more libertarianism than liberal, but liberals, progressive, particularly, I would say, younger than me, and I may be the cutoff. I mean, I'm the cutoff of almost everyone younger than me falls into the millennial category. Anyone who's of age to vote certainly does.
Right.
But these people are, there's a group that's like, you need, like, their right to feel emotionally safe trumps everything else. And, like, there's words you're not allowed to say, which trumps free speech, which I don't believe in. So, what are you doing?
I'm counting the Trumps you're using. Because I know you're making a point that's going to lead to him.
No, I'm really not. I'm not even talking about Republicans right now. I'm talking about how, that, like, so being called a liberal can really mean two completely different things. Like, like you would say your daughter is a liberal, wouldn't you?
Oh, God, yeah. Both my children are very
and
liberal.
And she's into what, like, a safetyism. Like, it's, you can't say this because it might offend someone. You can't do this because it might offend someone. Which,
although she's offended a lot of people, but she does have my sense of humor.
But it is, I mean, like, and everyone's in, they've got to be in a bubble because you can't say anything that might hurt someone's feelings. And that somehow trumps free speech, which I don't believe. But I do think that it's funny that everybody's thrown into that same category, which is what I tell you all the time. There's a lot more than just two political parties in this country. Like, if you divvy people up into groups, there's more than just two of us. There's not just left and right. That's what pisses me off about the whole system is we've got to choose between left and right, and you've got to decide.
And 99% of the time, they're giving us crap options from both of them. And it's funny you mention Ron Paul, because when he was doing the debates, it's like he would say the most amazing things, and I'm like, oh, I'm so behind this guy. And then he wouldn't stop, and he was doing.
That's when you realize,
he's
a loony.
It's the old man thing. It's just sometimes stop, just stop. If you just cut it off right there, I'm voting for you tomorrow. And he would get into weird stuff too. Stuff about like, well, maybe we shouldn't have sanctions against Iran because how would you respond if we were cutting off your economy and all this stuff? And he makes a really salient point, and then he starts talking about buzzards in the desert. It's like, okay. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Metronome. Man, I'm up to something. Ooty-la-dee-do, thank you.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Frodo says, only the Sith deal in absolutes, which is my favorite line in that entire movie, because guess what that is? An absolute.
Yes.
And all it proved was that the Jedi were no different than the Sith, just like the Democrats are no different from the Republicans. And my issue with both of you is if I don't agree with you 100%, then you brand me whatever the other one is. I might agree with you 90% on something, maybe even 95. And my liberal friends are, oh, you're just a Republican.
Yeah.
And my Republican friends, oh, you're just a liberal. Because you don't agree with everything that I say. It's like, and, you know, my wife's like that. And my wife, much like my children, very, very, I mean, she's Canadian. What do you expect? Which is kind of ironic because the part of Canada she comes from, when I go up there now.
It's a conservative place.
Alberta wants to be Texas so bad it's not funny. But it's like I'll get into a discussion with her about something. And if, like, I might agree with almost all of it, but there was one part that I don't, and she gets pissed off over that. It's like, well, you have to agree with... No, I don't have to agree with everything. That's the problem, is everybody thinks you have to agree with everything. And you know what? This is going to come as a surprise. There have been a couple things that Trump's done that I'm actually okay with. And there's been a lot that he's done that I abhor. Yeah. But that's... So what does that make me? I've said on this show... You know what? Greg Abbott's been pretty damn good throughout this COVID thing. Does that mean I'm having to support Greg Abbott now? Because guess what? There's a lot of stuff I don't agree with.
Well, no. Now you got to pick your side.
So, I mean, it's just what it's supposed to be is, you know, we should look at issues individually, and we don't do that. And you just brand people because it's easy. You don't have to think. To just call somebody a liberal is easy because they don't agree with everything that you do. And
right.
And it's just like anything else. It's like religion. You're never going to agree on everything. Let's just try to find something in the middle. So, somebody said, I've been called a lib on Twitter so many times just for disagreeing with stuff Trump does or calling Hannity a fraud. It's annoying. Yeah, and
that's what I'm saying. It is possible for Trump to be a moron and at the same time for Joe Biden to be a moron. Is like we live in a world where both those things can be true. People don't like to hear that, though.
Yep. Yeah, I agree exactly. That's why the choice you gave us last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, give me Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. And then people acted like I was an idiot for voting for Gary Johnson. No, bro, I was ahead of the game. I knew all along. You gave me two bad choices.
214 says, I hate being boxed into a group politically. I'm a gun-toting, blue-collar kind of guy, and I have a lot of beliefs that are against that, so I register with the CPA just to screw with people. Nice. And that's the thing. There are some social issues I think we could do a lot better, and that would automatically get me branded a liberal, and that I think we could have a better healthcare system for people who can't afford it than what we have. That I agree with. I don't think we'll ever be able to do what they do in Canada and places like that because so many pensions are tied up into insurance companies and there's all kinds of very confusing things about that. But I think we could be better at that. But I'm also dead set against free college.
Yeah.
So what does that make me? Because I think they're different issues. And that's the problem is like one side takes all these issues and lumps them into a big old box and says, this is us. And if you don't believe all this, then you're them. There's a lot of us in the middle of those two. And, I mean, I'm not going to use the word moderate because that's not really fair either. There's a lot of us that just try to look at things individually and know that there's got to be a compromise. And if we're having a vote at this station and there's 50 people at the station, I really believe something. I make an impassioned speech. AJ really believes something completely opposite. We vote. AJ wins 27-23. Not a landslide, but a victory. Then guess what? I'm okay with that. That I even if I disagree with it, that's what the group wanted. That's how it's supposed to work. Because you're not going to win them all. It got to where, when did it become where we have to win them all? That's where this started. Everybody has to win every debate, every argument. They have to be right. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And I watched that. God, I can't even remember the name of it. The alien documentary on Netflix, The Unacknowledged, that's what it was called.
Ancient Alien Theorists.
Hey, as an official card-carrying ancient astronaut theorist.
Oh, astronaut theorist.
Yeah, you get it right. Get it right. I kind of found it disappointing. You know me. I want there to be aliens. But this really pitched it as this is the first time we've had definitive proof that the government knows about all this. And the definitive proof was one guy saying, oh, I talked to this guy and I talked to this guy and they admitted it. Oh, and here's a proof I met with him. And then there's a few other people said, oh, yeah, I saw it. So it's just eyewitness testimonials. It's not definitive proof. Which disturbed me a little bit. And then it devolved into that there's a secret, a spoiler alert, if you don't want to hear about it, then...
Oh, I don't care.
You certainly don't care, but I probably got listeners who do care. Then it devolves into a conspiracy theory about a secret government intelligence agency that's really running everything and already has all the alien technology and could send us anywhere we wanted to in the universe. And I'm like, okay, boys, it's a bit of a jump. So I do think you should watch that Epstein thing. So
Yeah, I need to get on that too. I'm almost done with The Wire. Let me finish that.
And you've been on that for like 3 months now.
Yeah, listen, I don't watch TV 24/7 like you.
Oh,
I know. I got other stuff going on.
Like, I don't do anything else. I just happen to...
You just watch TV while you do everything else.
Yeah, I do. I do. I'll be on the website and I'm watching a show.
My job doesn't work that way.
Well, the truth is, maybe you should get one where you can.
I guess so.
So, yeah. Shut up and talk, sports guy. I love it. Yeah. And hey, man, I don't pretend to be right about all this stuff. I want to make it clear. I don't pretend to be right about a lot of subjects. There's a lot of subjects I don't know enough about to really dive into. And, you know, I can do my best to educate myself, but the reality is I don't, you know, there's certain things I don't have, I'm not passionate about either. The speed limit. That was a big debate a few years ago. Oh, they're going to raise the speed limit to 75. Like, I don't give a bleep. I'm going to run. Does it matter?
I was going 75 before it was legal.
So, yeah, to me, I'm going to go 9 miles over the speed limit, basically. If it's 65, I'm going to go 74. 75, I'm going to go 84. Except for those stretches where there's nobody, and then I'll go a lot faster. But so I asked you guys, watch Space Force yet? I've been watching it.
Is it funny?
It's funny. It's not as funny as the first one's didn't really do anything for me, and then it started getting funny.
Okay.
So I think you'd like it. Aaron definitely needs to be on that.
I just got to find time.
Oh, you guys in here, I don't have time.
I don't have the attention span for all the stuff I do, like to prepare for this show every morning. I don't have the attention span to do all that stuff. I listen to the station and I do my show prep.
Don't take away from his work. He's got a lot of work to do.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to make you a more interesting, well-rounded person. That's all.
Don't worry about that.
Fine. So, what you're... Never mind. Never mind. Not going to say it. 713-780-ESPN's the number. 713-780-3... Is it really 642?
It is. Yeah.
Holy bleep. Serious. I just look up and see, oh, wow, 642.
Yeah.
We've only got one segment left. How the hell did that happen?
It's a good question.
That went by fast. But pretty fun today, I think, for the most part. I mean, brought it down a little bit with Roger Goodell. And then, you know, kind of our usual rant against politicians. But other than that, it's been pretty fun today.
All right. You know what else is fun? Well, might not sound like it, but it is. Getting new windows with Allstate Siding and Windows. You know why? Because saving money is fun. And you might be thinking, well, how am I going to save money by getting new windows? Well, how about this? No payments for 2 years, 30% off all windows, $2,500 off all sidings. That means 2 years not paying for these windows, where guess what? You'll still be getting all the benefits, the energy efficiency. How about saving up to 40% on your energy bills? Well, Vinyl Windows, 2 summers worth of that, 40%. Think about what you pay every month in energy. Think about 2 summers where your bill's cut by 40%. And then by the time 2 years comes around, everything's back to normal. You pay the windows off, no big deal. Guys, you can't beat it. It's a great company, family-owned and operated for over 4 generations. For the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. Or allstatesidingandwindows.com. That's 832-204-1936 for Allstate Siding and Windows.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz for the last segment of the week. Sid says, I like Fred way more than A.J., but agree with A.J. way more than Fred. What box am I in? That just makes you a blitzer. You know.
you like Fred more than me.
Most people do. I hate to break it. Yeah,
well, listen, Fred's a more likable guy than I am. That's fair.
But, you know, AJ probably has more opinions that you guys agree with.
Yeah. You're the likable one. I'm the smart one.
I don't know about that. Oh. Nobody said smart. They're just people agree with. And we've just spent an entire segment talking about how dumb people can be as lemmings listening to politicians. So you're just manipulating them just like the politicians are.
I am.
So that's why they agree more. I am just joking. I'm going to get a bunch of friggin' texts over that. It's just a joke, guys. All right, let's just do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
I mean, what kind of storm? Because Harvey was pretty bad.
Well, no, I ain't want no Harvey. We ain't talking about no Harvey. Can't be Harvey. We don't want that. Don't Mitch. Don't you bring that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. The hell? Harvey.
Harvey's not allowed to even be said on this show.
It's just like you go right to Harvey. My goodness. Let's build it up a little bit. Yeah, go straight to Harvey? That's like, you know, you meet a girl in the bar, you say hello, and then the next thing you say is, hey, I'm going to pull this out, and let's do it. Like, no, you got to build to that. You don't go straight to Harvey.
Do you in this day and age?
Yeah, you don't go full Harvey. Yeah, there's got to be some foreplay there. Build it up a little bit.
You're listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Texas Card House. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock.
What the hell was that, Aaron?
Patrick Creighton! I have to be Patrick Creighton because I said, hey, Bill O'Brien's not going anywhere!
And we're back.
I can't even do that for about 10 seconds because I'll have no voice left.
What if he were to yell at Janice McNair?
Who, Cal?
No, O'Brien.
No, that would, you know why? You know why?
It was funny because I thought he was talking about Cal.
No, yeah. What if O'Brien?
Mom! Mom! Yeah. You won't let me play with my team, Mom!
Cal, get your ass back in that room.
No! No! I want to go pet Bill O'Brien on the head because Cal. We have a flatter organization. Mom! Mom! Can I drive the Bentley? Mom!
What are the odds that our special guest who's going to join us in the 6 o'clock hour is actually here? Way early. That's all right. I told her 6 o'clock, but Buddy Holly's going to join us because we haven't...
Buddy Holly is dead.
Our Buddy Holly.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Holly Seymour. I think we'll start calling her Buddy Holly. I like that better.
It would be a lot easier if there was just some, if they had to wear some sort of a hat or something, like a red hat or you know what it said, racist, big bold green letters, and you could pick them out of a crowd. But that's not how the world works. And by the way, when I said red hat, that's not the joke I was trying to make. That's not what I was trying to imply.
That's what I thought you were going with.
No, it's not, because that's not what I'm trying to do.
Make racism great again.
No, that's not what I'm looking for.
Oh, there's some good
ones. I'm probably not even going to know half of these people. You know I'm not, like, I don't know anything about, like, much. When it comes to like,
wow!
When it comes to like stuff like movies, and y'all usually do movies.
Don't
and
look
stuff.
At my desk. 2010, Gary Coleman. He had a different stroke at the age of 42.
See,
no. What? All right,
that's worse than the pet died joke.
Oh, I'm not done. Don't worry. 1968. What? Helen Keller.
Don't say anything. Don't even do it. Don't do it. Come on.
I just was going to say she didn't see it coming or hear it coming.
I'm done, man.
I knew it.
Hey, I'm not about to go to hell for y'all. Y'all better stop.
You know Matt Barkley's wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt to practice first day. Like, and then guys like Stephon Diggs and John Brown are looking at him like, you know what? I think I like that character.
He's giving out suppressors to all the linemen and every black player on the team as like a
instead of Rolexes.
Happy week 3 of preseason. Here's a gift.
Yeah, instead of Rolexes, it's a hand. Cut day's coming up. I got all you guys suppressors. The same kind the elite whites get. Yeah.
Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Context helps when we do some of these things. Like every once in a while you hear us say something, it's like, oh man, that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
But in context, it wasn't that horrible.
Right. Which one was that?
The last one right there. Yeah. Where, cut week's coming. Give them some suppressors like the elite whites get.
Yeah. You kind of have to know what's going on with that. And I'm surprised Harambe didn't make stupid stuff since he was a death this week. You missed that.
I did miss that. Yeah. R.I.P. Harambe. Yeah. I mean, I bet he's glad he's not seeing this anyway.
Yeah, this is not the world he wanted to be a part of. No, with the Rona.
It's not what he stood for.
No, he stood for killing little kids that didn't belong in there.
Didn't even kill him. He was, honestly, he was going to take that kid and carry it safely to his parents.
Yeah.
But he never had the chance.
Or raise it better than his parents were.
Maybe so.
Yeah, he probably could have.
Maybe so.
He would have never let his kid climb into the gorilla pen.
He would have never let his kid do that.
You know what? I'll take you when the zoo's closed down. I'll lead you by the tiger pen, but you're not going in there because I have to protect you.
Harambe's like, my son will never be led into an animal pen, ever. You're my son now. And then they were like, oh, he's holding his hand. He's going to beat him to death. And then they shot him.
One of the things that I've kind of been, last weekend they had a animal fight night marathon. There's some of them are just kind of like the ones they do with bugs are just stupid. I don't really care about bug fights. But man, there was a badass one between a honey badger and a leopard. And the leopard finally killed the honey badger.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good battle?
It was a good battle. Yeah. The badger was tearing his ass up, but he got those teeth around the neck. And once that happened, that was it. And some of the best fights are penguin fights.
Really?
Yeah. They've got some brutal penguin fights. But it's just a fun show. Some of them aren't that great. But like they had a whole thing about two flies fighting and please. I know you're running out of animals, but the honey badger one was good because the honey badger goes and kills like one of the most deadly snakes in the world and eats him. And then he starts mixing it up with that cat and it didn't work out so well. So
trending on Twitter now is apologize to Kaepernick. And you know how I've always felt about Kaepernick. Like, I get what Kaepernick stands for and all that. What I don't believe is that he was somehow like this slam dunk, would be a starter in the NFL 100%. I don't know about that. Do I think that he probably should have had a job sometime in the last 3 years? Yes. Should he have been a starter? Probably not.
Would he have done a better job than those two clowns in Pittsburgh last year?
Probably so.
I think there should have been some jobs that he should have had an opportunity to get.
Let's also remember Colin Kaepernick opted out of the last year of the contract that he had. Yeah. So, I don't know.
But that doesn't mean that somebody shouldn't have been able to use the guy. I think the Steelers might make the playoffs last year if they have him.
Maybe. I mean, last year you got to remember he's 2 years removed
but
from.
Still, they almost made it with the Duck and Mason Rudolph. So, Aaron, you got any plans this weekend?
Going to a nice dinner at my favorite restaurant with my wife and my grandparents tomorrow, and then all four of us are going to road trip out to Lake Charles if it's not underwater on Sunday. And
Lake Charles?
Going to try to work up some credit at the Golden Nugget for a trip later on.
All right.
Look at you. Yeah, what's your favorite restaurant that you're going to?
Brennan's of Houston.
Oh, that's a good one.
Look at you. You're rich. You're a white elite.
Yep. That's why I have so many suppressors.
You guys are back to baseball this weekend?
Back to baseball this weekend for both my boys, actually.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. Got my man Braddock and Creighton coming up next. Great job, Aaron.
Kuchang Mo tonight.
Kuchang Clan.
Yeah, it's the Kuchang night. So if you're staying up late, now might be the time to do it.
Yeah, somebody asked earlier if there's no season, couldn't the American guys just go play in Korea?
Nope. You're only allowed to have three foreigners per team.
No, I'd cut Dan Straley to get Justin Verlander pretty quick.
I would too.
Cut Preston Tucker to get,
Kyle Tucker. All
right. So you mean Ted Williams?
Yeah. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Hope everybody has an awesome weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. Till then, stay Rona free, bitches.
It was Thursday, today. Yeah.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.